Our show this week, it's about Fall Fun Fest 2025. Doesn't seem possible. Another year has already went by, but time is moving fast. My guest this week is Farron Kefauver. She is the executive director of Cool Cityscape, and they're the ones that put on Fall Fun Fest each year, along with Taste of the Town and a lot of our great events. Farron, we were just talking. This is the 28th.
I believe that's correct. The 28th annual Fall Fun Fest.
That's amazing. And we've had some great ones. This year is going to be really good. Mm-hmm. September 5th and 6th.
Yes, Friday and Saturday.
And so we've been talking about a lot of the events and games and all kinds of things you're going to have. Let's talk about the music.
Okay.
So we got some great artists are coming. Can you tell us about those?
We're really excited. On Friday night, it's Tech Night. And so to open the night up, we have their EDM club going to be playing music, DJing for us a little bit from about 5 o'clock to 6 o'clock. And then we'll have the national anthem and a few words from some local representatives, and then we'll have Dark Waters Project starting a little bit after 6 p.m. and then at 8 p.m. we'll have the Boomtown Saints.
Wow.
So we're really excited. A big lineup on Friday night, and Boomtown Saints, they bring a lot of energy to the stage, and so we're really excited. They're kind of up and coming, and
those guys are high on caffeine, aren't they?
They have a lot more energy than I do, so I did tell them if we didn't find someone I would play Friday night. They continued to look, that, you know,
people don't realize you.
They don't know the talent
that you have, yes, as a cheerleader,
exactly.
Right?
The cheerleader, singer, dancer.
Yeah, the whole thing.
The whole package.
When Cityscape got you, Farron, they got the
whole package. They did.
So let's talk about Saturday.
Yeah, so Saturday, we're really excited. At 4 o'clock, we've got the Garrett Boys. They're a local group from Livingston.
Yeah.
And they've been playing a lot of the Puckett's restaurants,
yep.
And they're amazing.
They are really good.
In Livingston a couple weeks ago, and it's fun. I went to high school with one of them, and so this is
Livingston
Academy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and so I'm excited to have a local group there at the 4 o'clock spot, and I think they'll do really great.
That's great.
And then at 6, we're really excited. Leroy Parnell is going to be playing for us. He's an older country artist,
yeah.
And he's got a lot of recognizable hits. If you don't recognize his name, definitely recognize what he's singing.
Yeah.
So he's opening for our headliner at 8 o'clock, which is Easton Corbin.
Easton's coming.
Yes. He's been really great to work with, and we're really excited. You know, I say this about a lot of our artists, but sometimes you start deep diving into their stuff and you're like, oh my gosh, I forgot they sang all these different hits.
Right.
And so I think Cookeville's going to be in for a treat on Friday and Saturday. So.
That's going to be great. And folks turn out.
Oh, yeah.
To watch the number of people that will bring their chairs,
yes.
And sit or stand there
and
on the courthouse square.
They'll bring them at noon and set them up and be there.
Yeah, because
all day.
It won't be close to,
exactly.
to the stage.
Yeah. And I think it's neat. I know Tech does this with College Town Kickoff,
yeah.
But there's not often that you're bringing in recognizable names of people for a free concert. You know, I know a lot of communities do this, and they're doing it at their local theaters, and I think that's wonderful. But I love what we're doing in Cookeville of giving people an opportunity to go to a concert for free and get to bring your family and, you know, eat a Korean corn dog or kettle corn or good lemonade, whatever you want.
Right there on the courthouse square.
Yes, exactly.
I think that's what makes it so neat. It's downtown.
Mm-hmm.
We're shutting the streets around the courthouse down, and you've got the stage right on the courthouse square.
Yes.
And so everybody can fill in. And
when I go to Main Street events and kind of we share events that we do or whatever, everybody's like, how in the world do you get them to let you shut down the streets in a town the size of Cookeville? And I'm like, I guess we're just really lucky.
We've been doing it for years.
I mean, for almost 30 years.
Yeah.
And so a lot of places, they don't do that. And it's harder for them to kind of fathom what we're doing. And I know I've said this. You're so tired of hearing me say this. I said it with Christmas on the Square. But it really does feel Hallmark.
Oh,
like
it does.
A Hallmark movie,
yeah.
when everything's shut down and everybody's together. And it's just, it's a sense of community and a sense of place that just, you can't replicate that.
It's that small town feel. I know we're growing, but we still have that small town feel. And being able to do that. And the way the streets run around the courthouse, it's pretty easy to do that. And it's not that big of an inconvenience. You may have to go around a block to get
around.
And
a lot of our local, you know, whether it's retail or, you know, offices or, you know, restaurants or whatever it is, they're so great and encouraging. I spoke with a gal yesterday who's a shop on the square, and she said, I'm just excited. I said, I'm sorry, we're shutting the street down and closing your parking. She said, no, we're thrilled.
They're excited, yeah.
You know, and so you don't always hear that, especially in other communities. communities, when you shut the road down, you don't always have a lot of support. But the people we have in place are just, they're amazing and so easy to work with. And I know your employees hate it because they have to take the day off on Friday.
I know. They cry because they can't come to work.
I know. But, they just want to so much. I know. But it's our fault. We'll take the blame.
And we will warn folks, if you're new to the community or may not know about Fall Fun Fest, they do shut Washington Broad and those down on Friday morning.
We wait till after school traffic passes.
After school traffic, yeah.
So it doesn't run into, I know Cougar Run is that day, and it's just a couple streets over. And so we kind of wait till all that traffic dies down, and then we begin shutting down the roads there. But there's plenty of avenues around it. It does make it a little jumbled, but
it's not bad though, the way the streets lay out. So September 5th and 6th.
Yes.
Going to start on Friday at
5:00.
5:00. Mm-hmm. And everything is free with all these things.
Yes.
Run back through, if you will, all the kids stuff.
Sure.
And all the events and stuff that are happening. We talked about the music, so
yes,
let's go back in case somebody missed the other.
Yeah, so we have free bounce houses all weekend long, and we're so excited. We have so many amazing sponsors and partners with this festival that make it possible. I mean, the city and the county and Life Church and the river, and we've got Enbridge, and we have the radio station here is a wonderful partner with us, and of course all of our founding donors. I can't even list them all, but it really do make all of this possible and make it free for children to come. And so we've got partnership with Tech, and of course on Friday night they do Tech Boulevard, and they've got all kinds of stuff there. Their STEM center's there, their Plant Science Club, we've got the Alumni Association, some of our athletes. We have a lot of activities that that kids can interact with, whether that's getting their face painted or a balloon animal. You kind of never know what's going to pop up on that street. And then on Saturday, that area is replaced by WCTE Bring Stations of Imagination, and it is
unbelievable.
It's amazing what all they do and what all they bring to that area, and it's something new every year. And then it's everybody's favorites, the giant bubbles and the video truck that you get to get in and experience being on TV or recording something. And then they have characters that are in mascots. And then, of course, a lot of our local agencies come together to bring Safety Lane, where we have fire trucks and ambulances and all kinds of things for kids to walk through and experience. And, we have the safety conveyor belt thing and all the carts and things that kids can climb on and look at and learn about. And so it's really, really neat. And that'll be on Saturday. And it's all free.
All free. That's the key to this is I hear all the time is families saying, Randy, we need some events. We need some places that we can take our families to enjoy. And it's not real expensive and everything, and you're not going to get better than
you're
free.
Not going to get better than free, and it's a way you can come and spend several hours of your Friday or Saturday and listen to free music. We've got free concert. I mean, every bit of it is taken care of by people in the community who believe in Cityscape.
That's the key, and it's all those sponsors that you've got, and folks need to remember that when they're going out and spending money. Is think about those sponsors,
those local businesses, and
that,
they're giving back. We've got Averitt and CRMC. We have Cumberland Toyota that really helps us out a ton, and so just so many high level donors who reinvest back in the community, and I think that's what makes Cookville
special. That's what makes it special. It's September 5th and 6th. Starts at 5:00 on Friday, then goes all day Saturday. Bring the whole family out, enjoy it. To all kinds of food vendors too that you can choose from. It's going to be a great time. Fall Fun Fest 2025. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Farron about a big downtown improvement grant that they've received and some great things that are going to be happening in the west side and downtown Cookeville. But we got to take a break. Stay with us. Our show this week is on one of the big events that happens in Cookeville each year, and that's Fall Fun Fest. It's Fall Fun Fest 2025, and my guest this week is Farron Kefauver. She is the executive director of Cookeville Cityscape and the ones that put on the Fall Fun Fest every year. Farron, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Doesn't seem possible that a year has rolled around already.
We were just in here. It feels like last month talking about last year's Fall Fun Fest.
Yeah. On Fall Fun Fest, I think I was looking, is this like the 28th year
yes.
year that it's had it.
28th year. So we're going to In 2 years, we'll have our 30th anniversary, which is crazy.
It doesn't seem possible.
I know.
I was trying to think back with how it all started. Was the stone barbecue thing kind of the way it started?
I believe that's correct. You know, I piece it all together as I go through. But that was a part of it. And I believe it was originally held at the fairgrounds.
Right.
And then kind of moved to the square. And then the barbecue part kind of fell out of the festival a little bit. It was really hard to organize, I think, for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of evolved over time, and we've had some really great musicians that have been there in the past, and looking forward to some new ones again this year.
Yeah, so it'll be good. When you look back, is there a favorite that you can think of? And I mean, I know you only been doing it a few years.
Yes, this is my third year, and so I guess one that I hear everybody talk about that was a favorite was the year Diamond Rio came.
I knew that was mine too. Yeah,
everybody loved that. Now the first year I was the director, we got Shenandoah, and
they were great too.
They were great. I'll never forget when Marty Raven pulled up in his bus. He drove himself.
Yeah,
and I have like no chill when it comes to anybody that's important or celebrities, and I kind of fangirl. And I got on the bus and I hugged him and I kissed him on the cheek and I told him I liked his eyebrows, and I invited him to Thanksgiving at my daddy's house. And it was just, I just remember him pulling up and thinking, we're really doing this.
Yeah.
And so for me, that year was really special. They were awesome to work with and really talented still.
And that was a huge crowd that
we did
that year, because everybody knew their songs over those years, and they sang most of those old songs, and that makes it great. I don't know if we've done this before or not, but Friday night, kind of do it in Tennessee Tech Night.
Yeah, so the past 2 years have been Tech Night on Friday night.
Okay.
Tech kind of sponsors that, helps us financially support the festival, and then we kind of team different stuff with it. The first year we had like a glow parade, and then last year was the first year in a long time we brought back Tech Boulevard. And so on that section of Jefferson where usually on Saturday Stations of Imagination is, on Friday night it's been a little bit empty.
Right.
And so Tech Boulevard is coming there again this year on Friday night. And so they're setting up booths like their SAE Baja cars, got the STEM Center coming. We have our alumni association. Some of our athletic teams, I believe, will be there. So a lot of fun, creative. Plant Science Club will be there. Creative little things for our family, kids oriented.
Yeah.
And so that street will be filled with stuff from Tech. And then they get to help us partner on like bringing artists to the stage. And so on Friday night, their EDM club, which I believe is their DJ club, is going to play to open us up for the night. So we're really excited about partnering with them in some different ways like that.
Tech's a big part of our community, aren't
they? Yes.
I mean, I think about what would we be if we weren't a college town? And I mean, you got basically 10,000-11,000 Tech students here at any given time. They fill in our jobs.
Yes.
A lot of them, I mean, all kinds of the jobs to work. They're part of our community. They're shopping. They're eating.
Yeah.
They're, and hopefully a lot of them are staying here after they graduate.
That's what we're hearing a lot of is, you know, they're educating them. And then a lot of them love Cookeville because of what all these different people are doing here. And they want to stay and they want to raise their families here. We've had a big emphasis through the Main Street organizations to focus, if we have a college in our town, to focus more on a college town partnership. And that's something we've done with Tech over the last year. Is we have a few people from Tech on our board, and we partner with them on their college town kickoff, and they help us with Fall Fun Fest and kind of different events like that throughout the year. It's just been really neat for me personally seeing what all they have to offer. We had Taste of the Town at their engineering building this year, and it's unreal.
And then you've had a lot of great Taste of the Towns, but that one was, and I know the weather didn't cooperate.
The weather did not cooperate.
But
so
thank goodness you were inside.
Yes, exactly.
That building is amazing.
You walk into it and you think, am I in Nashville? Am I in somewhere, you know, larger? It's beautiful.
The technology, too, with the way the glass in the windows changes colors depending on the sun,
the lighting,
and the temperature, and the lighting. And it's what they say, it's a livable, breathable building, I think, the way that it operates.
And we brought a live band inside that room, and I was really nervous. And everybody said, well, you know, with as tall as it is and as much, you know, glass and everything around it, it's going to echo. But the engineers, they assured me, no, it will not. It will be perfect. Ronnie Reels came over and was like, you're good. good. Like, this is great.
It was really good.
And it was great. Yeah.
That's one of the great events that y'all put on. We're talking with Farron Kefauver. She is the executive director of Coolville Cityscape. Talking about Fall Fun Fest. We're kind of mixing it all together.
Yeah, we are.
We're chatting. It's the first week of September, right?
It is. September.
First actually weekend
yes.
of it's September.
It's always the weekend after Labor Day. So this year that falls on September 5th and 6th, Friday and Saturday. And so Friday, it's from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday, it's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. And then we've got music starting at 5 on Friday and then starting at 4 on Saturday.
Let's walk folks through the events and the stuff that you're going to have, walking through, starting with Friday and then go all the way through Saturday.
So all weekend long, thanks to our partners at Life Church in the River, we're going to have free bounce houses for all the kids for the third year in a row. We're
that's
so
amazing.
Excited. You know, that's a big cost when you have three or four kids and you're paying $15 an armband. And so we wanted to alleviate that for people and let their kids come and play on those for free and have so much free stuff there for the kids that they can go to all the local and out-of-town food trucks that we have coming. I think we have 18 or 19 food trucks coming.
Well, that's amazing.
Or tents, food vendors and things like that. And then we have over 30 arts and crafts vendors, and we have over 20 businesses that are going to be present and nonprofit organizations that'll have stuff to give away to kids, stuff to sell, take home. And so those things are happening all weekend.
Starting on
Friday at 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock.
Yes.
Okay.
The bounce houses, the food, the
everything.
Vendors.
So Friday and Saturday.
That's
both.
Right. All
okay.
of that.
That's
and then
great.
On Friday night only is Tech Boulevard.
Right.
Which is all those booths from Tech come and set up and playing games and having fun and winning prizes and things like that. And then on Saturday, that's replaced by Stations of Imagination with WCTE. And, you know, they always bring out their truck and let kids get in there and do the video cameras.
They have
a character from PBS coming, which is exciting always for the kids. And then also on Saturday, we work with a lot of local agencies and we have Safety Lane. So we've got the fire department and we have city and county police and we've got, you know, seatbelt safety. We've got Ollie the Otter coming. And so we have a lot of it, stuff like that happening on Saturday. And those things on Saturday run until about 5 o'clock, and then they kind of shut down and the focus is more on our vendors and our music at that point. The bounce houses will stay open on Saturday until about 8 p.m. once our big concert starts. So, and I can walk you through music.
And that's all. And I thought we'd do that in the next segment.
Yeah.
All that's free other than if you buy food.
Other than
right?
what you purchase. And even some, I mean, we encourage you to buy the food from the food trucks and the food court and all that, but we've got local churches that are going to be giving away popcorn, and some people will have candy and cookies and bottles of water. And so there's just a lot of it. We want it to make it a fun family event that's very affordable. I mean, you can come and not spend a penny. Of course, we encourage you to shop
support,
local around
yeah.
the square
yeah.
In those shops that stay open on those days, and eat local and eat in the vendors that we've brought in. And so we're excited about this event.
Well, it's a great event. We look forward to it every year. Talking about Fall Fun Fest 2025, we're going to announce who the music
yes.
artists are going to be
yes.
coming up in our next segment. But we got to take a break. Stay with us. Our show this week is on one of the most popular events we have in downtown Coolville each year. It's called Fall Fun Fest. This is the 28th annual Fall Fun Fest, and it's a great event put on by Coolville Cityscape. And we've got the executive director, Farron Kefauver, with us today. Farron, I just want to say, you've done such a great job coming in. And each time I see a new cityscape director, and there's not been very many of you, but I always say, wow, you got big shoes to fill.
I really did. When
you did.
Come in and you're following the likes of Melinda Kiefer.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the first name you hear when you walk into Cityscape and you're immediately just... thank you for the compliment, but I really have been set up well by a lot of past directors. Everybody that's done this job has really done it to a high level, so they set the bar really high. And
you've got a board.
Yes.
Volunteer
board of directors.
That supports you. Talk a little bit about that, because I know I served on it several years, and probably one of the best boards I ever served on, because everybody is there for the same reason, and that's to make Cookeville better.
It is, yeah. And I'm really blessed right now. We have a working board, as I call it.
Yeah.
They show up and they do what's needed, and they're very invested in all the things we do, whether that be our events or our big fundraiser with our ornament sales or our membership drives, bringing in people to become a part of Cityscape so that we can financially put on events like Fall Fun Fest or do things like awning and facade grants. And right now I've got a lot of our board members working really hard combing through some dig grants that we had and deciding who's going to get funded for those. And so we've got some really great people on our board. Hannah Davis is our chair right now. And
oh, she finds the time.
I don't either.
I mean, they got those businesses.
She has more children than I do.
All those kids and everything. I don't know.
She's amazing.
Sometimes that's the person you want, though.
It's true.
It's the busy person because they know how to get stuff done.
They do. She's our chair right now. Laura Wolf is immediate past chair, and she's a former director.
Director.
So a lot of people who've just had a lot of experience in the world of downtown improvement and restoration and small business and things like that. And so I'm grateful. I can't brag on my board enough.
They're definitely a working board.
They are.
I remember the first year I was on and we had Fall Fun Fest, and I found out real quick what it was to stand out in the sun and sell tickets.
Yes, we have taken that off of their plate. Thank goodness. The river mans all of that for us. We're so grateful, and the board is so thankful to them.
We were definitely a working board. Let's talk about you call it the DIG, the Downtown Improvement Grant. What, $250,000?
$255,000.
That's a huge grant. Tell us about that and what all that's going to do.
So with that grant, you write for it, and it's anything downtown improvement. Half of it has to be written on a physical structure, and so you can't do public works with all of the grant. You have to give it to, whether that be buildings, of some sort. And so with half of that grant, with $120,000, what our plan is we met with all the businesses and hopefully notified everybody in our downtown footprint. I walked the footprint. I think one day you saw me about 4 o'clock and you said, are you still walking? Go home.
You're walking all day.
And so we tried to notify everybody that they were eligible for this grant. And so like any other grant, there's, you know, restrictions around it on what you can do and what they'll fund with state funding and things like that. And so we had several applicants for this downtown improvement grant, and they can work on the exterior of their building. And so we've had a lot of applicants, and we're really excited about the projects that are going to be done on buildings in the downtown area by business or property owners. And so we get to help them with potentially up to 75% of their project.
Oh, wow.
Not to exceed $30,000. And so hopefully we'll be able to give, you know, six or eight grants out within that. I mean, depending on who gets what money and things like that. So I've got a subcommittee that's working on combing through those right now. It's a big task, but every time I glance at those, they're sitting in my office, I just get so excited. I say this about every part of my job, but I go home and tell my husband, this is my favorite part of the job. I get to go tell somebody we're going to give them money, you know. And I've decided if there's a job where you just hand out money, that's what I want to do all the time.
It's a fun job.
So we get to do that with business and property owners, and hopefully by the end of the month we'll be able to announce those awardees and those deserving businesses. And then with the other part of the project, we are rewiring the Cream City sign. So last year alone, Cityscape is the caretaker of the sign. The sign is owned by the person who owns the building, the Cream City building.
Yeah, everybody thinks that Chris and them that run Cream City, the Savages, that they own the sign.
It's owned by a private citizen.
Right.
And she is awesome. She's wonderful. But caring for that sign, as we know, is extremely costly and burdensome. And so she was struggling. I mean, $18,000 on something that's not really given her much dividend is hard. And so the city kind of stepped in and said, brought Cityscape to the table. And so because we are a nonprofit and people can donate to this as a tax write-off for them, and it was a natural cause for us because we're all about preservation and restoration in the downtown. And so we've been caring for that sign for a while. But like I said, last year alone, we spent $18,000 just trying to make some repairs, and the sign was only fully lit for about 3 months before things went out again. And the guys who were working on the sign, they kept saying, ma'am, you're just putting Band-Aids over the problem. You really need to rewire it. But at the time, about a year ago, they quoted me $90,000.
Oh, wow.
And then by the time the grant came through, they assured me it would be over $100,000 to rewire this. So the state is going to pay for 75% of that rewiring project.
Oh, that's great.
And so Cityscape is responsible for 25%. And so that's why we had our big fundraiser a couple weeks ago.
Scoop and ice cream.
Mayor Porter.
I didn't realize, you know, you're using one arm and go home the next day and your arm's kind of sore.
Yeah, one arm's sore and the other one's not at all.
I told the girls there in Cream City, I said, I said, let's see your muscles. And I said, this one's bigger than
yes,
this one, right?
For
they
sure.
said, we have to be careful and rotate. If we don't,
I'm not good enough to rotate. They didn't ask me back to scoop this year. They said, you just stand and tell people what we're doing.
That's a hard job. I found out it's not as easy as it looks
not.
Like.
It's not.
But that's the most iconic sign between Nashville and Knoxville.
It is the second oldest neon sign in
75 years or something?
Yes. It's been up for 75 years. We're the second oldest neon sign in the state of Tennessee. And the project is so expensive because we are restoring it with historic neon.
Yeah.
We're not converting it to LED, which is what a lot of people do. I mean, Radio City Music Hall was converted to LED a few years ago. And so
we don't want that.
We don't.
Want
we want to be historic and we want to preserve that value of its historic neon. And so we're excited about that. And then the other part of the grant is we're partnering with the city on putting up some hanging baskets. You may have noticed.
I've already saw some of them.
Yeah.
They look great.
We're very excited. We've been working closely with them. We were able to purchase through the grant again. They have weird constraints and things on it. And we were able to purchase the baskets and the brackets and all the things like that. We are not allowed to purchase anything living. So the city brought in the florals and the soil. And then they've agreed to have someone water those baskets. As you would imagine, in August, it's very hot and it's not rained a ton. And so that's a big undertaking.
That's the biggest upkeep of them, yeah.
But we're excited. We kind of had to finagle the way we wrote it, but we did a rewrite. And I believe that by next summer, or next spring, I should say, we're going to have 45 more baskets coming up all the way around the square and down Cedar.
That'd be great.
So we're really excited.
We tried that one year, and I think we had a drought the whole summer.
Yes.
And it was constantly trying to keep them watered.
It's hard. We did buy these. We did a lot of research before the grant started, and we had to buy these. You kind of stick a hose in the side of them. You'll notice that there's a little pocket there for the hose. But they're self-watering, and so there's a system inside there. It looks like carpet inside.
So once you put the water in there, it waters itself.
It does for a few days.
That's
so
great.
So you only have to do it in certain months, once or twice a week. That's all over my head. And I don't have a green thumb.
That makes it easy, though, when you're doing that.
It does.
And they look great.
Yeah, we're very excited. And just to be able to, you know, my dad stopped by my office yesterday to see me. I said, you see those flower baskets? I said, that's, you know, part of what we're doing. And whether you notice these things or you don't, Cookeville as a whole, our county, our city, our chamber, everybody tries really hard to just continue to level up.
We've come a long way.
We've come so long.
When I think back when Melinda first came in as the first cityscape director, and they went and put all the utilities around the square underground, pavers in, sidewalks, the nice ornamental poles, and then it went up the west side, and y'all have continued, and that goes all the way over to Tennessee Tech down Cedar, and it's been an amazing for the downtown. And the west side was dying.
Yeah, it wasn't a great spot to be in. And
but now it's vibrant, isn't it?
It is. It's very vibrant. And I love what we're doing as far as trying to connect two of our largest employers, their walkability to
Cookeville
the downtown.
Regional and
Tech.
Yeah,
we're connecting those so that on their lunch break, I'm seeing people, you know, in scrubs walking, and I've noticed a lot of the downtown businesses they offer, you know, whether it's Medical Wednesdays and they're giving a discount to medical professionals or Tech discounts with Tech coming back, you know, they're offering student discounts. And so we have that just right in our back door here, and now we're making it where there's more bike racks and more sidewalks. And, you know, it benefits everybody.
It does.
When everybody works well together.
Makes our downtown look great. And,
it does.
And when new businesses come in, look at coming here, first place they go.
I agree.
Is downtown to see, is it vibrant or not, and what's the community doing to keep it up?
And I think that's really changed. You know, back in the early 90s, everybody was hitting chain restaurants and on Interstate Drive. And I think that's wonderful. I love that we have it.
It's a great
place for people to stop off. Everybody loves to stop in Cookeville and eat. But when you're bringing people the heart of Cookeville is that downtown area.
That's exactly right.
And that's what makes people stay.
It is. And that's where the locals, I mean, that's where we tend to go. Thanks for being on the show today.
For
and
me.
Thanks for everything you do for Cityscape and our city and county. You do a great job. Fall Fun Fest, September 5th and 6th. Starts at 5 p.m. on Friday. Lots of great music, all kinds of events for the kids. Almost all of that's free. So come out and enjoy it and have a good time.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Baron. Hey, that's our show. Hope you have a great rest of your week. And may God continue to bless Putnam County.